That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Mild Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Pappy Spears never delivered the youthful picture of Lum to Miss Hartford, although he wanted to prove to her how much it looked like the picture of the unknown man, which he received from the Matrimonial Bureau. Instead, he gave it to Miss Emily, who thought it was very cute. When we last visited our friends in Pine Ridge, Miss Hartford was on her way to the schoolhouse to consult with Miss Emily on the advisability of marrying the person whose picture she has. Lum, in the meantime, was wildly trying to prevent this disastrous meeting. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, in Grandfather's day, it was customary to eat too heavily, but now we know better. However, occasionally, temptation leads many of us into overeating. Then we may be in for trouble. Well, when that happens to you, an acid indigestion comes along to make you mighty uncomfortable, call for Alka-Seltzer for quick, satisfying relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, when temptation leads you into overeating and acid indigestion comes along, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. You'll like its quick, satisfying relief. Don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store explaining things to Grandpa. Listen.
Well, you don't know how much trouble you might and I got Lum into by giving him that picture of Miss Emmeline.
Well, she liked the picture, and Lum was tickled plum to death when I told him all the fuss she made over it.
Yeah, but after that, though, Miss Hartford taking that picture of Lum that she's got and started over to ask Miss Emmeline if she thought that'd be a good fella for her to marry. If them two women would have got together and compared them pictures, old Lum's life wouldn't have been worth a plug nickel.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, don't you see, Grandpap, Miss Emmeline would have got jealous on account of some other woman having a picture alone. And Miss Hartford would have found out that that's the picture that she got from the matrimony was long.
Well, what happened when they got together?
Well, they never, thank goodness. Mom done some quick thinking, and she got on the phone and called Miss Emmeline and told her to meet him down at the drugstore to go over some school board business. Huh? So, by the time Miss Hartford got to the schoolhouse, why, Miss Emmeline was gone. And ever since then, he's been working himself into a nervous breakdown trying to keep them women apart.
Yeah, I think I see Lum coming up out yonder now.
Huh?
Well, he'll just have to figure his own pigeon-toed problems out. I ain't got time to bother with him. Whereabouts is the almanac?
Right over there where you left it. That's where it's at. Yeah, morning, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Abner. Howdy, Grandpap.
Ain't no use talking to him. He's found the almanac. He's a million miles away from here by now. Where you been, Lum, trying to keep Miss Emmeline and Miss Hartford apart?
No, I've been studying on how to answer this letter, and I just can't make up my mind.
Yeah, what letter's that?
Oh, that's right. I guess I ain't told you about it. It's the one that Miss Hartford wrote to me. Or that is, she wrote it to number 895W2. The matrimony bureau forwarded it home to me.
Oh, when did you get it? Yesterday?
No, I got it Saturday.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I hadn't saw the mail hack come in yet today. Ought to be in pretty quick, though. If you got it Saturday, how come you never told me about it?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted to figure out what to do about it, but I just can't make up my mind. Thought I'd like to get your opinion.
Yeah, sure. Be glad to give you my opinion. What does she have to say?
Well, here, I'll read it to you.
Yeah, read it to me. That's a good idea. Give me a better idea of what she had to say.
Dearest 895W2.
Dearest?
That's what it says. Dearest 895W2, I don't know how to begin.
Well, I thought she's off to a pretty good start there.
As you know, your picture was sent to me by the Ajax Matrimonial Bureau, and I was favorably impressed.
Well,
I'll say one thing first. He has got an eye for good looks.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time I have written such a letter, but I do hope you will answer and tell me all about yourself.
Well, you ought to enjoy answering that part of it. That's your favorite subject, is you.
All I really know about you is what you look like in that one picture. But when I look at that, it seems as though I have known you all my life.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
I know that you and I were meant for each other.
Does she say that sure enough?
It's right there in black and white.
Well, I do know. Imagine that hard-boiled Miss Hartford writing a thing like that.
Well, I've always said that Tim's the kind that you never can tell about. Of course, what woman wouldn't get a little romantic when she sees a picture of me? After all, she's only human.
She must have bad eyesight, too. What else does she say?
You know, she goes on and says, so please write and be sure and tell me your name and address so that I can write to you directly instead of through the bureau. The day I get your answer will be the happiest day of my life. With love, Viola Hartford.
Viola?
There she is.
Well, she writes a nice letter, don't she?
Yeah, but what kind of an answer am I going to write? That's what's got me worried.
Well, I don't believe you ought to answer it at all, huh? If you do, you're liable to get yourself lawsuit for breaching the promises or something like that.
Well, I got to answer something. If I don't, she'll write to the bureau and find out from them who 895W2 is.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
And we're getting her into the frame of mind now. We ain't going to do it in the first place.
Well,
that was the idea of our whole plan, to get her to fall in love and get married so she'd quit her job here and leave.
Yeah.
Now, if she don't get an answer, it might spoil everything.
Yeah, but I don't see how this is much of an improvement, Lum. If you answered, why, then you'll have to marry her, and she'll sure enough would boss us around then.
Well, don't worry. I ain't even on marrying her. But you see, that's what makes it so hard to figure out how to answer the letter.
Yeah, yeah, sure, I see that, yeah.
I thought at first that I'd write back and try to unencourage you as far as I'm concerned. I mean, as far as 895W2's concerned. I'd tell her what a terrible seller I am. Tell her I already had a wife, about 16 young.
You had? Well, you never told me about that, Long.
It's just stuff I was going to make up about myself.
Huh.
But then I got to thinking maybe that'd unencourage her on the whole idea of getting married, and as long as she's so in love with my picture, and that'd ruin our whole plan.
Yeah.
So now I ain't sure just what to do.
Yeah, huh.
I thought maybe the best thing to do would be to write her a nice love letter and sign it Mr. X or something.
Mr. X?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
It ain't nobody. It's just a name to plume.
Huh?
It means when you use some name, it ain't actually your own name.
Oh.
Lots of time, Big Arthur does that.
They like, do.
Well, for instance, Mark Twain's real name was actual Huckleberry Finn, I believe.
And yours is Mr. X, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Do you mark the spot?
That'll keep up her interest in love and matrimonies and keep her from knowing it's me that's writing to her.
Yeah, but where does all this wind up, Lum? What happens when you two work right up to the wedding?
Well, I don't know. Maybe by that time we can find some other fella to be Mr. X. Make her think that he was the one that was writing to her all the time. There ought to be somebody we could get to marry her.
Yeah, but she'll know it ain't the right fella, because she's got that picture, though.
Is that right, Ann?
Well, I sure do.
I thought about that.
The way she studied that picture, it'd be hard to fool her.
Well, we'll just have to find somebody that looks like that picture, then.
Where?
Somebody that looks like I did when I was a young man.
Oh, okay.
There'll be somebody somewhere that looks like that.
Yeah, ought to be, I reckon. Folks get bad breaks like that sometimes.
What do you mean by that remark?
What? Well, nothing.
She fell in love with the picture, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. I forgot about that.
So that's what we've got to do. Find a young fella that looks like that picture. So from now on, keep your eyes open.
Well, all right. See, I wonder where the circus is playing.
In the meantime, I'll finish this letter.
Finish it?
Yeah, I've got a love letter half wrote here.
Just half love, huh?
All I need to do is just put a good ending on it and sign it Mr. X.
Let's see what you wrote there, Lon.
Oh, you wouldn't read it, Ann. It's just a lot of slush and mush.
Well, let's see it. Just let me read a couple of lines there.
All right, curiosity.
Yeah,
here.
Let me see.
See, how can I finish that?
Doggy, this is good.
Wait a minute, there comes Cedric. Give it back. I don't want him to find out about this.
Oh, my goodness. You sure know how to write that love junk,
right? Give it here.
Yeah, oh. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Say, Cedric, I want to congratulate you on winning that championship game from Cherry Hill. Sorry I couldn't get over to Cherry Hill to see it. What was that score, 7-6?
Yes, Mama, I think it was.
Don't get that must have been an exciting game, weren't it?
Well, I don't know.
Don't know?
No, Mama, see, I never played in the game.
You never? Didn't you pass that test that they gave you after all, Cedric?
Yes, Mama, I passed it all right, and that was my whole trouble.
Trouble? Well, the whole idea of the test was to make you legible so you could play on a team.
I know it, but when Miss Emmeline told me that that I'd actually passed the test, I got so excited I plumb forgot about the game and never even went over to Cherry Hill.
Oh, for the land's sake, Cedric.
Oh, going in. I just hate me, I think.
Well, that's a shame, Cedric. That's the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, my goodness, there's the mail hack. Abner, huh? Give me an envelope.
Envelope?
Yeah, I've got to get this letter in the mail.
Yeah, sure.
Well, hurry up.
Yeah. This'll do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
Wish now I hadn't passed that test. Ain't got nothing to be legible about.
No, it ain't, Cedric. Lom, you better hurry. You won't catch a mail hack. It's leaving there. Look at
it. Well, it's all right. Here, Cedric, you can run faster than I can. Take this and get it in the mail.
Yes, Mama, I'll take it.
Yes, get out of, Cedric. Don't you look at that boy, Lom. Lom, what do you want this letter to go to the county seat for when it's just a local letter?
Well, that's where I'm smart.
Huh?
See, now it'll get postmarked there instead of here in Pioneer. That way, she won't know it was sent from here in town.
Doggy, that was smart. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah, you gotta think of all them things when you... Now, Granny, wait a minute, though. Where'd you get that envelope you give me?
Out of that sack right there next to the cash door.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
What's the matter?
Well, she'll know who wrote it now.
Huh?
Just look what's stamped up in the corner of them envelopes.
Let's see. Jot them down, store. Edwards and Peabody, Prof. Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Poor old Lum. He always manages to trip himself up somehow, with Abner right there to aid in the betting. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, folks, next time someone gets cross and irritable, don't lose your temper. Instead, just remember the way you have felt after a long, endless, sleepless night. And you'll soon realize that sleepless nights may be the reason so many people are cranky during the day. You see, if you can't sleep because nervous tension has kept you keyed up and jittery, you may be jumpy the next day. Now, when nervous tension keeps you wakeful and restless at night and spoils your day, try Miles Nervine. For over 3 generations, Miles Nervine has been making good in the home. It can do the same for you and your friends. And that's why we say, for a good sleep tonight and a better day tomorrow, remember Miles Nervine. It's a mild but effective sedative that tends to relax nervous tension and permit refreshing sleep. So get a package from your druggist. Caution, use only as directed. Don't forget, if nervous tension keeps you awake tonight, have Miles Nervine ready to use. Yes, try Miles Nervine. It will help you have a good sleep tonight if nervous tension should cause you to be wakeful. It's Nervine, Nervine, Miles Nervine.